My informed opinion is that Tom Brady is not going to retire.
Oh, yes.
Unless there's a radical change of course, not going to play here either.
What? No!
I have spoken.
Dale Arnold.
I guess when you've been in 20 years of sports, there's a lot of storylines. So I'm happy to still have them because that means we're still doing relevant things.
Rich Keefe.
I told myself I'd never pick this team again.
I'm whipping it to shape pick.
Cowboys. Laying three tonight.
Now, this guy sucks.
Dale and Keith, middays.
So many thoughts.
Okity dokity clokity.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into a Friday edition of Dale and Keith. That means Andy Hart is here. Dale is off. So Mike Bonansky comes from the night show into the midday show. Mutt, Andy, how are you guys?
Morning, morning, morning.
Great.
Good morning. Yeah,
I'm reading the responses to your tweet about the show on Twitter.
So. I tweeted out that, hey, the show is on. Tune in at 10.
What do you think of this one?
Here comes sensitive Andy Hart.
Yeah, Andy Hart.
Not at all.
Here we go. Diving through the mentions here.
Skin like
hey,
parchment
Twitter
paper.
World, yours truly.
Yeah, oh, hey.
I actually
Bill
like...
Jay,
hey Twitter World.
Just saying.
Hey, Twitter World.
I actually like this one.
What's this one say?
Mutt is the best.
Who okay. said that?
Yeah.
No, it says Mutt is the
my
best.
My mom's now tweeting.
On Twitter?
Mom's
says,
on Twitter.
Should I give out the handle? You want the handle?
No.
Okay. The ex-college fullback and wide receiver will try to work him over today with their condescending arrogance and flirtatious bromance.
That could happen.
But
it's
Mutt
Boomer
has,
Esiason joining us.
But Mutt has chimpanzee strength.
I do.
And humility.
Oh, that's a good point.
They like
yep.
you, Mutt.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. Yeah.
You're not a former college anything. I played linebacker.
You played linebacker, not fullback. Oh, wait a minute.
If you had 10-11 for guys
actually,
bragging about college football, then away we go.
A little more Larry Izzo than, say, Zach Thomas.
I have a very good question to ask. This is a very important question.
I'll
and
be the
I,
judge
I
think, of that.
No, listen, I'm telling you what it is. What are you, as a Patriots fan, what's more on your mind? The game against the Chiefs on Sunday or Tom Brady's future?
Rich, that is a great, great question.
Hmm. Yeah,
I
thanks, Peter.
A lot of people have the game on their mind. Although maybe not quite as much as you would have thought.
Is that an answer?
It doesn't sound like
Jesus
an answer.
Christ.
It sounds like,
what's your answer?
Stop
people,
trying to work me
people,
over.
Hey,
people
hey,
are saying,
Andy,
monkey
why
boy.
Why don't you go to Twitter and find out what people are saying?
But
go to the notifications.
I don't think people are listening enough to one of your guests.
Friend of the show?
Tom E.
Curran. Curran.
And we know that E stands for everything. That's what he once said.
Is that what he said?
He did.
I don't remember that line.
I believe he once said, E stands for everything.
I assumed Edward, but I could be wrong.
Okay. But he has said in essentially no uncertain terms that Tom Brady's game this week will be his fourth to last regular season game. And depending on how far they go in the postseason, one of the last handful of games he will ever wear a Patriots uniform for.
Crazy,
I don't
right?
really feel like that has been given enough attention. He has said it on your show. He has said it on Early Edition. He has written it. He has said it on Tom Curran's Pat's Talk
Patriots
podcast.
Talk podcast.
Yeah, you want a little taste of Pat's Talk?
Yes.
Here's a little taste of Pat's Talk.
One aspect of him playing elsewhere, which I think could conceivably will happen, okay, because he's not going to retire. As far as I can tell, my informed opinion is that Tom Brady is not going to retire. He is, unless there's a radical change of course, not going to play here either. So where does that leave Tom Brady playing football in 2020? Well, it's not going to be based just on the receivers and the head coach and how well he can leverage the TB12 empire and put new roots down for it. It's also going to be a family decision, right? Don't we all make our decisions based on how it's going to impact our significant other and our kids, especially when your kids are at an age where they're so so formative. Oh, Tim right. Curran speaking of kids.
We went a little long there. I think we kind of buried the money aspect.
Well, I think you could paraphrase it with a catchphrase from Hawk Harrison. He gone.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Brady's gone.
Right.
And it's
he's
the biggest
not going to retire.
Of the year, and that's a bigger story.
It is.
This is
but
a bigger
it's
story
a bigger
than
story.
Pat's Chiefs.
But
right.
I don't feel
sorry.
Like great question, though. By
are
me.
People talking
great,
about it?
Really
enough?
Good question.
Great question
really
to, get, just to get the
congrats.
Conversation started.
Congrats.
Mike.
I mean, Tom Curran deserves the respect of having covered the team for 20 plus years.
Yes.
Has tight ties, as he continues to tell us, with the Brady camp. He's been a client at TB12.
Oh, yeah.
Talks to his dad. He's tied into that side. And yeah. he just said. He's not retiring.
He's not retiring.
And he ain't playing here.
And our own guy, Scoops Fourier, has been all over that all year that he's not retiring. Like, he is, like, adamant that he's not. Everybody else is like, well, I don't know, 10% chance, 20%. He's like, no, he's not retiring. Curran's also saying not retiring. And it doesn't look like he's coming back here.
And so, who else has already said this?
Who else has already said?
Adam Schefter.
Oh, Schefter. Yeah,
the
yeah.
least
yep.
likely
who got
scenario.
Smacked around for saying it, by the way.
Well, because no one ever knows whether he's reporting something or just opining off the seat of his pants, and
yeah,
we
right.
don't like that.
Right.
Well, but now two people with tight ties to Tom Brady, one who catches touchdown passes in his charity game just down the street
that's
at
right.
Harvard Stadium.
That's right.
And Tommy Curran, with everything, and everything means this is included, is saying the most likely scenario is Tom Brady plays elsewhere, one of the 31 other teams
this is
next
a
year.
Huge game on Sunday against a really good team. No, and I think you're right. I think where
it's not
he's
a huge
go
game.
Win
or lose, they're going to the playoffs.
No, it's a huge game.
For a million different reasons.
Huger than Tom Brady leaving?
No.
Nothing bigger than that. Stop burying the lead.
But you just said it's not a huge game.
Boy, I hope Sony Michel rushes for 100 yards. Oh, by the way, Brady's leaving.
Can I try to top your question with a better question?
You can't.
I don't think you can.
Are you guys really surprised? Like, honestly.
That he's leaving?
Yes.
Yes. How could you not be?
Then I think you're naive.
Yeah, I think you're a boob.
Okay.
Then you're just playing talk radio guys.
No. Excellent question.
It has literally been in front of us since he took the $5 million, here's a fake contract. It has been right there for everyone
to see. The possibility.
No.
He holds up a jersey that says 12 Brady, and it's got lightning bolts on the side.
Oof, that's going to be a hard thing to see.
Sports shattering. That is the biggest story. Name a bigger story in the last 10 years. I'll hang up and listen.
No, there's not a bigger story ever in sports. In the history of sports, Tom Brady playing for another team, that's the biggest story in sports. I don't even entertain any of them. Maybe Tonya Harding, that's it.
Didn't like Roberto Clemente die and like different things like that?
Tom Brady playing for another team,
Didn't Aaron Hernandez kill people while he's playing for the Patriots?
Not a sports
allegedly.
And then, more of a news story.
Allegedly. And then what happened the next season? Things went on. Things moved on.
And they'll so, too, go on here.
If he was a quarterback, Mutt, you might have something.
That's fair.
Quarterback
serial killer was a huge story.
That would be a big story. That would be a difficult time. But 20 years and 6 Super Bowls with one team, because Brett Favre played 16 years with Green Bay, but he won 1 Super Bowl, and it wasn't. I mean, that was a big deal when he played for somebody else. Peyton Manning played 13 seasons with the Colts. Again, 1 Super Bowl. Not as big a deal as 20 years with one franchise and 6 Super Bowls. So that'd be the biggest story. But to Mutt's point, as soon as that contract for this year came out where he made sure he couldn't be franchised and he was playing in the final year of his deal for the first time ever, you had to at least entertain the idea of him playing somewhere else.
Sure, 100%.
Okay.
Except now it's not entertained. It's being reported that he will play elsewhere next year.
Right, and so if you add it all together, it's more likely than not he's playing football for somebody
else. So all you parents out there who are buying jerseys right now,
stop.
Well, I guess maybe buy a Brady.
Now
you want it's a collector's item.
It was the number one seller again.
It's still the number one jersey in the NFL.
Because now it's a collector's item. Everybody knows they're not going to be made anymore.
But so you're like
there's a finite number.
So your teammate, Ryan Hannibal at WEEI.com, thought that Brady was going to retire versus going to play somewhere else because he would be scared to have it. So you thought he might retire after this year?
I left a little bit open because he's always been so wishy-washy.
What about this?
It's
the most competitive guy I've ever seen in my life, not named Larry Bird.
Right, but he has a wife at home who tells him every day, retire, retire.
If they
retire,
win the
retire,
Super Bowl.
Retire.
Oh, I have a theory on that, by
she's
the
not
way.
Home a lot based on Instagram.
I have a theory on the Giselle angle because I'm with you. I think for years I thought maybe Giselle and his kids would sort of, you've had a very long career. They're sort of telling you to step away, and then that makes it easier for you to step away. But we've seen how Giselle in the past has been fired up before. The old, my husband can't catch the ball, throw the ball thing.
My husband cannot throw
the ball.
She's
very defensive of him. She probably wants him to retire. However, if she finds out that the Patriots don't want him back, she's going to be like, go tell them to screw. Go play somewhere else and beat him. She's actually going to go the other way. And she's going to be more supportive of him playing somewhere else because she's going to say, wait, the Patriots don't believe in you? Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's on.
Yes, and she'll be so mad.
I like it.
She planted the seeds of that when Brady said to Jim Gray or somebody or Oprah, my wife moved around a lot. Somebody asked about playing in one team.
Oh, she was like 16
forever.
Living in Japan
said she was
by
16,
herself.
She moved around. She's already planted the seed.
Yes.
Honey, you can do this anywhere. You
especially,
don't have to do it in New England.
Can you believe? So Tom Brady and the Patriots will take what some random guy on a podcast or a blog will say about him and use that as motivation. Can you imagine Tom Brady and Giselle and Guerrero and all those guys using Belichick and Kraft as motivation? Brady will be the MVP of the league next year for the Chargers or the Titans or the Cowboys.
Why isn't that happening now, though?
I don't know.
Have you seen the players around him now? Have you seen the players around him?
That might be
there's
overstated.
There's no Keenan Allen. There's no Austin Eckler. There's no Hunter Henry.
Okay. I like Mike Williams.
That's also a big physical guy on the outside.
I think Brady
I'm all
will
for
like Mike Williams.
Mike Williams is good.
He's what Nikhil Harry's supposed to be.
Right.
A big physical receiver.
One day he will.
Go jump and catch the ball.
Yeah.
Run a slant and Harry's like, what? What is that?
But this is a rematch of the AFC Championship game. This is the MVP from last season and Patrick Mahomes. This is a great offense in the Kansas City Chiefs. It should be a bigger topic during this week. And again, this isn't everybody. I'm sure there are people that are saying, hey, next year's next year, focus on the game. And that's fine. But I think the majority of people, myself included, am just going through all the scenarios of where Brady might be playing next year, who the quarterback of the Patriots is going to be next year, and all the whole trickle-down effect.
Well, I also think that the two teams failing to live up to last year's hype sucks a little life out of the game. Like, the Chiefs have struggled through the year a little bit. They have four losses. They haven't played great.
Yeah, but part
Mahomes
of that
got hurt.
Is, right.
Hill
part of
got
that is
hurt.
Mahomes.
No, I know. But they're not. It's not two teams rolling in like, wow, we're going to get
right.
54-50 again.
The Ravens
we're get
are
a shootout.
The Ravens are the best team.
We know the Patriots would take five games to get to 55 points, so
it's
they're not scoring.
Take them
and
a while.
There are still questions about Mahomes and that offense. They're experiencing that typical fallback year. Everything worked last year. 50 touchdowns. Every time he threw it, it seemed like it was the perfect throw, the perfect play. That's
right.
not what they're doing right now.
I think nationally, it is Mahomes-Brady, too. I mean, ESPN's running the banner, say, or whatever it is. They're not talking about the Brady thing as much as we are.
Shouldn't they be?
Yes.
They should
Fourier
be.
Said yesterday, he's right. It's the most under-publicized big story in the country right
Especially
now.
Especially now that you have somebody
yeah.
who is well-informed, as
yes.
he continues to say. It's a well-informed opinion, but it's still well-informed that he's not coming back here and he's not retiring. Unless something drastically changes.
Drastic in 90 days.
Right.
90 days, 90
so,
days.
So, the most, like, you know, if this were your world, Mutt, you know, the odds-on favorite, he's going elsewhere.
If they,
now you just start picking the teams.
Like 2-1, 5-2. Yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl.
2-5.
Does that change anything? If they win the Super Bowl?
I know, that would be drastic,
so.
Right?
I mean,
that could be seen as drastic.
That does seem like drastic.
Because right now, you think they're winning the Super Bowl?
I don't.
No, I don't. I wouldn't
pay. So that'd be a drastic change.
That would be a drastic change.
Is Bill Belichick
seventh heaven.
Is Bill Belichick going to pay him 2 years and $50 million if they win the Super Bowl?
Can I ask why that seems like such a big deal? Because to me, it seems like pittance.
What?
2 years, $50 million.
Why is that
a big deal?
What do you mean?
For who? Which side? For Brady?
For the Patriots.
Oh, they should have done
if
it last year.
Tom Brady walked into my office.
I'm with you.
I ran the Patriots.
They've had 2 years.
$50 million?
I don't know why.
I'd say yes yesterday, tomorrow, today,
so
next week.
They're so worried about $25 million in 2020.
That we gave $10 million to Antonio Brown when we've never even met him?
You're right. Good point. And they're like, Jared Stidham, I guess, or Cody Kessler. Like, what? You don't even have a backup plan.
Right.
And you're like,
right. Oh, if Garoppolo were here, if this were 4 years ago,
it makes more sense.
Fine with all of it. But your quarterback next year is not going to be great because you think internally that Brady's getting older.
Unless you get Ryan Tannehill.
So your quarterback is not going to be great next year, regardless
don't
of who it is.
Sean.
You don't think the Tannehill sauce?
No. I have to hear this on the Winners Club podcast
They're
every
5-1
week.
No, with Ryan Tannehill.
Sneaking into the playoffs,
it's
baby!
He's a free agent.
They got the Texans twice the last 3 weeks.
We're talking about the end of the Brady era, and you guys are screwing around about Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill's going to be a $30 million
Patriot
man next
Nation.
Year, right?
The sky is falling, and you guys are screwing around about Tannehill.
He's used to use a
We'll sign Tannehill and be fine.
Yeah.
Well, not you sign bad. Tannehill and you'll regret it.
You don't think Belichick and McDaniels
sure
get their hands on Tannehill? What kind of player he could be?
By the way, if Brady's not here, McDaniel's not going
to
be here. We'll get to
he's
McDaniels up
there.
He's
that.
Going
yeah.
with Tom Brady.
We'll
Wherever Tom goes, Josh yeah. is going with him.
I just don't understand how this is being underplayed.
I think nationally it is, but locally it is not.
We spent the entire week on it.
4 hours on it today, and 4 hours yesterday, and 4 hours the day before, so it's not underplayed here.
I still think it is.
We'll get your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. It is. It's a
Boston
big
Globe should be doing a main front page. Tom Brady, where's he going? The dream is dead.
Well, you know, the sources though. That's
sky is
the problem.
Falling.
Is, so you, this is a media thing, right? So you don't want to credit the Globe doesn't want to credit Curran and react to somebody else's report. They're trying to get it themselves.
So make it up like everybody else.
Jim
in the media
McBride,
does.
Sure,
can
Jim
confirm.
McBride's on it yeah. or whoever the you know the, Greg Bedard. He's not there anymore, but somebody's trying to
he
get
works
that
in
story.
Las Vegas.
He does.
Yeah. They get the Raiders
works
coming next
here,
year.
He's watching the All-22 right
yes.
now.
The Raiders.
I'm sorry.
Actually.
Yes.
Devin McCourty will join us at some point early on in the program. We'll get all of his
we
thoughts
plan
on
that out.
On where
and then you won't ask it.
Listen, that happened one time, and I don't want to go over it with you again.
I know, because
you're
afraid to ask
it.
The hard questions
no, I was
to the
not.
Players.
No, I was not.
Devin,
thought,
you're awesome. Talk about it. 617.
Well, the defense was awesome at the time, and I wanted to compliment their performance.
Maybe today it's why isn't the defense awesome
yeah,
anymore?
What happened to the
what
defense?
Up?
Heartburn.
We are going to do heartburn today. Andy did a lot of things. He was trying to like scream at us about something in the office. I said, hey, why don't you just save it for heartburn? Michael Irvin joins us at 11:30. We got Week in Review at 12:30. It's a jam-packed show. Dale and Keefe, Andy Hart, and Mutt in the house.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
I still am not going to be surprised, though, if he winds up in with the
Chargers.
Yeah. Mm. I think it makes sense because they will court him. And if he has
carrot
to dangle.
I'll just give you one little nugget.
Okay.
Somebody really important to Tom Brady, who he spends every day with, his other half, mm-hmm. doesn't like doesn't like it out here in California.
Is that true?
So
I thought you were going to say she loves it out here. Like, she wants to get into acting and stuff.
So that probably, she doesn't need to act, trust me. She's okay. She's doing okay. So that may factor into that decision too.
My husband cannot control the ball and catch the ball at the same time.
Is that true? Is that
That was Willie McGinnis on with some sort of bird. I don't know who he's speaking with there, but Willie
is that true?
So,
you don't say, huh?
Giselle doesn't like California, so for everybody saying that the LA Chargers make sense,
but
not
in your
so
theory,
fast,
in your theory, she may like anywhere.
My theory,
if which, Mama Bear yes. is upset and is all in, she'll go to California.
Did you guys
for a year
listen
or two.
To McGinnis and Damashek on this?
What's that?
Willie McGinnis, they talk about it before that part of it. He does this whole thing about Brady and Belichick, you know, patching it up and how they'll look at it and say one more year. He sounds like, I mean, he's a Patriots honk because he played for the Patriots, but he is whistling past the graveyard. He does not agree with any of us or Tommy Curran that this right. is the end for Brady.
But
they'll patch it up. They'll make it work.
He also thought this defense was the best defense the Patriots ever had earlier this year. Like, he's a little bit of still, there's a fan to him.
But again, I do think that Giselle will be motivated and want Tom to keep playing, even if it's for a year, just to stick it to the Patriots. And for Tom, whatever team he's on next year, to have a better season than the Patriots next season.
Yes.
So you could see that, like, her being motivated by that. Be like, yes, I'd like you to retire, but this is... This
bleep
is different
retirement.
Now.
Let's do this.
Yeah, this is different now. Now
this
it's
is personal.
Let's get Antonio Brown. Let's talk Gronk out of retirement. Let's get everybody
the band back together
somewhere. Do you guys have a prediction for where he's going to go?
I've said all along I liked the Chargers one. I think it
you
just,
did like okay.
Well, you
it
look
makes
at
sense
it
for them.
The location, I think, business wise helps. I don't know about Giselle and personally, which, but I think business wise, if you where is a place that is more filled with people that might buy into TB12 than Southern California,
Miami.
I don't think there's as many. I think Southern California is ripe with just
I think South Beach
phony.
And abs and oil them up. And
no,
let's
I think
go.
SoCal has more. Plus, where's their GM from?
Where's it from?
Where?
John Carroll.
Why don't you tell us?
Where's Josh McDaniels from?
John Carroll.
I'm just saying.
Nick Casario, John Carroll.
You know who's not from John Carroll?
I do. That'd be Devin McCourty. And it's a Patriots Fridays. So we're joined now by Devin McCourty. He's brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Devin, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. Now that it's been about a week since the game to the loss against Houston, what are some of the takeaways from that game?
Play better. I always say it every week. Whenever we lose, everyone thinks like there's like this huge, I mean, a win and a loss, we do the same thing. We watch the film, the X's and O part. We kind of figure out what we need to do better the next week, and I think that's why we're able to kind of be consistent around here, because that doesn't change after a win or a loss. You still take the same approach to try to improve the next week. Like, that's what it's about. So I think that's been the goal here, and, you know, obviously this time of year is always more of a sense of urgency because you got, you know, the games are starting to dwindle now. You got 4 games left, so, you know, if you don't improve, you don't get it better now, like, you're running out of time. So, you know, obviously I think the sense of urgency is up, you know, and I think that would have been the case win or loss, you know, anything we did bad, you want to get those things fixed right away.
Devin, building off of that, Bill always tells us that what happened last week doesn't matter. It's all about this week's matchups. How do you differentiate when you're coming off a game, win or loss? What is specific to that game in a matchup that we're not going to see again? And what is something that's maybe a troubling trend or something we do need to clean up because it's going to affect us moving forward? How do you weigh that balance?
I think anything that you struggle with, you got to take care of, just for the simple fact, in this league, everyone gets the film. So everyone sees, you know, what you struggle with. So, you know, that's always a chance that you can see that again next week, the week after. So those are the things you always want to clean up. But I think you always got to understand team strength and weaknesses. What one team does well, another team might not. And, you know, the team you played the previous week, something that they might not do well that didn't show up can show up the next week. So I think those are the things you have to always understand. You can't think the game's going to go the same way each week. Each team's going to be different.
Well, speaking of matchups, the matchup this week that we've talked about a lot, Devin, is the matchup with Travis Kelce. And I'm going to ask you, compare Kelce to a guy you saw in practice for a lot of years, Rob Gronkowski. They're considered two of the best that have played recently. Is Kelce similar in your mind? Is he different? What's that matchup like?
They're both great players, but I would say they're different. You know, I think Gronk was more of a guy that, you know, he did everything in a physical way of trying to run through you, trying to push you, and I think Kelce's a guy that, you know, has really good quickness. He's elusive.
He, you know, you watch him play. There's times, you know, he doesn't touch the guy covering him. He just shakes him and gets open. And I think, like, you didn't really watch Gronk do that when he was playing. He wasn't a guy that was, you know, try to outquick you and shake you. Where I think Kelce has that. Even when he has the ball in his hands, he's able to make guys miss by being very elusive. Where I think of Gronk as a guy that, you know, he's running through guys and throwing guys out of his way to get where he's going. So obviously, two great players. But I think, you know, different styles of how they approach the game.
Devin, how much can last year's matchup in the AFC Championship game be used for this weekend's game? Obviously, the personnel slightly different for both your defense and for their offense, but a lot of the key players are still there. And that was the game where, through three quarters, you know, held them to 7 points, so a whole lot of good things to take from. And then in the fourth quarter, it was a little bit more difficult to stop. So what, if anything, can you take from that game?
Just the X and O parts. We'll always, you know, every time we play a team the year before, we'll always watch that and see what went well, what didn't go well, and you try to go from there. But, you know, a lot of times when you play a team again, that second game doesn't go much like the first game. And I think last year, you know, showed that. We played them the first time. It was a 40-43 game, and we played them the second time, like you said, 7 points through three quarters, and then, you know, they take off in the third quarter, but still, you know, not as high scoring game. You know, it wasn't much of a back and forth with a bunch of huge plays. The game was just a different overtime game, long drives of, you know, both sides kind of slugging it out. So, you know, we really won't, you know, I don't think it'll be the same as that AFC Championship game, but there's always something to take away from when you play a team previously.
Talking about that, a lot of people believe you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can lose it. You can dig a hole that you can't get out of. How important is starting fast in this game and maybe trying to build a lead? And I know Bill always tells us we try to start fast every week, but is it more important this week?
Nah. You know, I think you always want to start fast and play well. I mean, we played this team and years before where we started fast and jumped off to a great start, I think, back in 2017. Jump out to a great start with leading the game, control of the game, and, you know, they scored 21 points in the second half or fourth quarter and win the game. So no matter what, you know, whether you start fast or you don't, especially in this game with these two teams, you know, every time we played, it's been a full 60-minute game or an AFC Championship 65-minute game. So you got to make sure you finish the game, whether you get off to a good start or not. But, you know, they've come from behind in games. We've come from behind, so I think we know both teams are going to be very competitive all the way to the end.
Well, on your side of the ball last week, Devin, you had some guys miss. You had Jamie Collins and Van Noy in and out all day, and the comments were, look, the team was sick. The defensive team was banged up there physically. They were sick, and that affected them. Was that any part of, you think, the loss in Houston was the health of that defense?
Man, no way. We went out there. We stunk it up. We didn't play well. This time of year, I'm sure you guys got a bunch of guys at the station that are sick. Guys are coming in. I mean, that's just how it is December in New England. So we went out there, we competed, but Houston outplayed us. You know, I don't think you heard that from any of our guys, you know, leaving the game saying we lost because we were sick. We just got to do a better job. We still got guys sick this week. Like, it's just the way it goes this time of the year.
Talking with Devin McCourty, a lot is made of Tyreek Hill's speed. Everybody says he's the fastest player in the league. I know Belichick was talking about it this week, but it's not just him. I mean, they have four or five guys that probably run under 4.4. Is this far and away the fastest team that you guys are going to face?
Yeah, and it surely didn't help for them to get Hardman. He looks like Tyreek Hill Jr. in a way. But yeah, you know, Tyreek Hill has special kind of speed. Fastest guy, you know, I've ever played against. The way he can accelerate, decelerate, and then get right back to top speed, you know, is very rare. You know, I've never seen it. So, but like you said, you know, you look outside, you got Sammy Watkins, who's a 4.3 guy. You got Robinson, who's a 4.4 guy. Like, you got a lot of speed. And like I said, Hardman is probably a step maybe behind, you know, Tyreek Hill. So it's just speed everywhere. And, you know, that's something that makes it tough on the secondary. And I think when you watch their games, it makes it tough on the defense overall. Because, you know, one missed tackle, you know, one guy out of position, you're not catching these guys. So, you know, you got to be in position. Everybody got to do their job.
How much beyond just their physical ability and speed is there the mental and the communication this week? Because it seems like Andy Reid, There's a lot of formations. There's a lot of motioning. There's a lot of sort of move your eyes window dressing before you even get to the point where somebody has the ball that you have to tackle. How much pressure does that put on communication and being in the right spot this week?
Yeah, there's a reason why this offense is that good. It's not just the speed, but it is the coaching staff with Andy Reid. They do a great job of not only motioning them, but putting guys, you know, in a position where they're hard to cover, you know, and you won't always see it from the beginning of the play. Like, they don't line up in the day. They, like you said, they motion, they shift, they start a guy in one spot, ends up in another spot. So it has to, like you said, it has to be a lot of communication. I think it has to be awareness. We got to watch the film and know, you know, when guys are in spots, you won't know the exact play. You know, they don't really run the same plays over and over again. They game plan you, and, you know, they're going to keep coming at you in different ways. But I think we just got to have an awareness where guys are and how dangerous they can be in that position and play from there. And then knowing where each other's at and making sure we're all on the same page will give us a great advantage of just trying to contain their speed.
Can you kick field goals?
No shot.
No. Can anybody that's not a kicker kick? I remember Ocho Cinco would, he like lobbied to do it in like preseason games. Can anybody else do it?
Edelman? Does Edelman think he can do it?
Could.
I'm not sure. But I think I said it 1 week before, Sanu's probably the best athlete I've seen. So if all else fails, we should just send him out there and hope for the best.
All right, he's Devin McCourty, Patriot safety. Thanks for the time today, Devin, and good luck on Sunday.
No problem, man. Good hearing from you guys.
All right, there he is, Devin McCourty, and they don't have a kicker.
Nope. Well,
if you Google Sanu, in training camp this year, he was kicking field goals.
Really?
For the Atlanta Falcons.
He's the guy.
There is a YouTube
Sanu,
video.
He's the guy.
If you watch Sanu on 3rd and 4, he'll get you 3.
Oh, he might be hurt, though. Can you kick with a high ankle sprain? Yeah.
No, I don't think
feel
so.
Great about
that plant
Sanu.
Foot? What are we dealing with? That
I'm
plant
not sure.
Foot? Kicking foot? Probably bad either way.
Well, I don't know which way he kicks because he throws lefty, right? Is he a lefty thrower?
I think he might be.
This is probably as simple as Jake Bailey kicking this week.
No, it's probably as simple as they sign Nick Folk.
You know what I want?
But from the appendix, you can't
go for two on every play. Just go for two.
You got to score a touchdown to go for two.
The end zone first.
Well, you score a touchdown.
You can't go for two from the 25.
I don't know how they're getting
field goals, you have to, but then go full analytics.
So you feel good about fourth down, like last week?
Nah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they didn't.
Could there be help on the way for the Patriots? We'll get into that in your phone call, 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart and Mutt.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It's like, you know, the Avengers.
Listen, I don't know how it's the Avengers. That's more Rich Keefe thing, not me.
Are
but
you
not
an Avengers fan?
I would say you're
it's
not
like the order with the Soul Stones, man, when you don't have the 6 Soul Stones. You're not an Avenger fan?
No, I've seen it in passing, but not enough to know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all about the Soul Stones, and if you don't have them all, then you can't control the galaxy.
Okay, well, what's AB's the Talent Stone? I don't know.
Wow.
Wait, are those called Soul Stones?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Nope. It's hard for much to understand what Wiggy's saying when he's not even right. He's not even movie accurate. Soul Stone is one of the Infinity Stones, but that's neither here nor there. What were you guys talking about last night? Antonio Brown?
He was saying Antonio Brown, when you have all the stones together, like that. That's getting the... am I even saying it right?
Yeah, get all the Infinity Stones, right. You throw them in a gauntlet like Thanos, you could snap, and then all of a sudden half the population's gone. Well, or you can do whatever you want with it.
So if that's okay. Brady, then Myers gone, Harry gone.
Brown
just disappeared. Right. Return
back
to dust.
Antonio
yes.
Brown back, there you go. But so, that was his theory that having Antonio Brown here is like having all the 6... stones together.
Yeah, but he said they're all Soul Stones. It's confusing.
Rolling stones.
You got dorks driving off the road. They're upset about it. So Antonio Brown tweeted out a picture of him and Tom Brady and just said, "Miss you, big bro."
What a stalker.
This guy.
Like, hey, Antonio.
So is your reaction?
Put your
and we're going to talk about this?
Yeah.
Patriot Nation is falling down around us
as
Tom Brady boards a jet for freaking
because
L.A.
It's all connected.
And we're going to pretend
it's all
that
connected.
This matters. This isn't connected in any way. You know why? Because AB says, "Miss you, big bro," is irrelevant.
Big bro.
No, it's not.
It's not.
How is it relevant?
Begging to come back.
Exactly.
Tom begging to come
back.
But
until the organization shows more interest upon return,
but
it's useless.
The fans want him back.
I know, and he wants to be back. I want a lot of things. I want $1 million.
Oh my
I want
God. You're
all
not
kinds of
get
things.
Well, you can wish in one and bleep in the other and see what fills up first.
Yeah. Me and AB got the same chances.
So why are we yelling?
I'll tell you why, Dale. Because
I thought you weren't here today.
Skull. No, because it is relevant because sad Tom Brady wouldn't be sad if Antonio Brown was here. That's what
did
I felt.
Did he like it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
I missed that.
As far as I know, he was a little late.
I know he liked. I think he did all the other ones. Did he like this one?
I think he did.
Okay.
I heard he did.
I didn't know. I don't know. Breaking news because last night
Anderson
as,
on it.
As Sean, did he effort this?
As of 8 o'clock last night, he had not
effort this.
We were watching it during the show. Keep an eye on that. Wiggy was very concerned about.
Now I don't think he's coming back either. I think at this point that ship has probably sailed. But I do think it's relevant because I think Brady really does like Antonio Brown, and it factors into his frustration. And also, why would he want to return to this team next year if he doesn't think it's going to be any better?
Tom Brady did like the post.
There you go.
Dang.
See, a little more relevant now.
Okay. Thank you very much. What
so
about
they
this?
Can play for the Chargers together next
What
year?
About this guy? Another available former NFL wide receiver, getting a little up there in age, but a very productive guy.
Coming off what?
Perhaps an injury?
Major?
Maybe.
Okay. His name, couldn't get open before that.
His name is Dez Bryant.
Yes. Yes.
Now, a yes. kid, a guy named Deuce Honchos on...
Deuce Honchos?
A guy named Deuce
What do we
Honchos?
Do? We got all the Twitter. Things we're citing today.
I'm
from
not
social.
Saying we're like all hunky-dory and everything.
So he tweeted out, run me on Madden PS4, bro. I've been trying to get you to play since I was 14. Again, you think, well, that's not really relevant. It is, because Dez Bryant retweeted that. And said, I stopped playing the game because some crucial news can be going down for me these next 2 weeks. I need to get the proper sleep with the sleepy emoji. Z's.
Well, that, does that tie into Deion Sanders guaranteeing on the mm-hmm. NFL Network?
I think it does.
That the Patriots would be getting wide receiver help. Sign me up for the Dez Bryant experience.
Dez Bryant's still working
yeah, no
out.
Thanks. Yeah.
Dez Bryant
Why
wants
not?
Back in.
He stinks.
He's a veteran.
Based on what?
He doesn't run routes. He's never run routes.
Okay.
At one point, he just
down, Lombardi.
Out-athleticized
oh,
people.
Are you out? So Antonio Brown can run routes on Instagram. We all say he's great.
He looks great on Instagram.
Dez Bryant does not do that, so you don't know he can run routes?
He could never run routes.
All right.
He was Antonio Brown beats the hell out of people with his route running.
Let
he
me
embarrasses
ask you
people.
Let me ask you this. Did Josh
beats them
Gordon,
with their pants around their ankles while he's scoring.
Did
so
Josh
what does
Gordon
Dez do?
Run routes?
Not.
No, he didn't.
Really?
No, he didn't. He,
not
he,
really.
Kind of similar in a way. And right
sort
now,
of led to part of his downfall.
But part of.
Right.
Not all of.
Do you think Dez Bryant has anything left?
I don't know.
I do. Yep.
Oh, God,
I
you backed down.
I did.
What are we going to do for the rest of this segment, you wuss?
I don't know. Just, you know, filibust.
He was toast
Talk about
like
the Infinity
3
Stones?
Years ago before he blew out his, it was Achilles, right? He tore his Achilles.
So he didn't play in 2018. He missed all of 2018. He played 16 games in 2017 with Dallas. That was the
okay,
last
so
time
can I give you a
play.
Quick nugget on the 2017 season?
I would love a nugget.
Dez Bryant was tied for the fourth most targets inside the red zone
right.
in 2017. 20 targets for 11 catches and 5 touchdowns. Inside the 10, he was 4 for 10 and 3 touchdowns. He had 6 touchdowns that season, which means all but one of them, came in the red zone. What is one of this team's biggest needs?
Red zone.
Red zone presence.
But
red
does
zone.
He solve it?
As a red zone specialist, he is an upgrade over N'Keal Harry because he, you know, can run routes, I think, better than N'Keal Harry can. And Brady will trust him because he's a veteran.
He'll automatically trust him
I am all
more.
In on Dez Bryant.
Old
as
dog,
a specialty,
new tricks?
Specialty red zone player.
Is that true?
Yes, Dave, that's true.
That poor guy.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Get back in your
this
nest.
Guy
I just
gets
sold,
his ex-
I just sold you guys
wait a
on
minute.
Dez Bryant. No one's even listening.
No
he's,
one,
not, he's not even into
no
Dez Bryant.
I know. No one gets more excited about big name
I know,
receivers.
I know. He hasn't played in a while. I'm a little unsure. But
a little unsure?
Dez Bryant or N'Keal Harry for the 2019 season? Dez Bryant.
What about the red zone help down the stretch?
Like, yes, remember no, I'm saying Dez Bryant.
Oh,
I'm with
year,
you. I'm
sorry,
with
right.
you. I'm saying for this year. I'm saying for
my
the future.
My brain was in 2018.
I'm not ruling out N'Keal Harry. I'm just like long term. I'm saying for this season, I think you can rule
Didn't
him out.
They bring in Steven Jackson off the street in like week
15? And
15,
that worked out super yeah, good.
And they ran him a million
good
times.
Point,
so let's get the running
good
game
point,
going.
Mike.
Well, he was needed. You can bring him
skeletons
in.
Skeletons of former great players yes. usually play like skeletons of former great
Dez Bryant
players.
Or Antonio Brown this year?
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Antonio Brown.
Dez Bryant.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
And
my,
talent-wise,
I say
Brown's
this too often.
Player.
That's the dumbest thing ever said on
ever
this radio
said.
Station.
Well, you just spoke, so it's not the dumbest.
You just said.
Nope, Jessica topped again. Jessica topped.
You just said you'd take Dez Bryant over Antonio Brown.
Because I am much more confident he would last the rest of the season and whatever the postseason run is versus Antonio Brown.
That's appropriate.
Grabbing his phone and deciding all of a sudden, you know what? I'm going to put somebody on blast.
He's
today.
A loose cannon.
I'm going to mention Bob Kraft's trip to the parlor in Florida again. Whoops.
Well,
oh, yeah. Now I'm off the team again. He is more reliable, Andy.
He isn't because he can't play
I'll
anymore.
I'll quote Andy Hart. What does Bill Belichick say? What's the best ability? Availability.
That, much as a good Andy
like
Hart.
That's
much
exactly
as a
exactly
really
like
good Rick, a
that's,
really
and
good
Dez
Andy
Bryant
Hart.
Is more available than Antonio Brown.
Don't deflect here. Stick with your point.
No, that's my
I
point.
I need you to express it for another few minutes before
I
we get to the break.
No, we're going to
break
right
it.
Now.
I just did it.
This Dez Bryant over Antonio Brown.
Yes, and I explained why. I explained why.
It was one of the dumber explanations ever.
I'll take T.O.
We are all dumber for having heard that. No points awarded.
He wants back in the league.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Do you see one of the guys from the Colin Kaepernick workout, one of the receivers,
got signed?
Yeah. Maybe that's why all the teams were
the guy who ran it got hired to run future workouts. Everybody got hired except him.
This week's Verizon matchup features Patrick Mahomes against the Patriots defense. Verizon, best network, best unlimited. I have an exercise to play, a Tom Brady-related exercise
to play.
With Hart and Mutt, I don't think it would hurt.
Got a bad hammy.
I don't think it would hurt. And Michael Irvin joins us at 11:30 here on Sports Radio WEEI.